Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Duggan, the hardest working sports journalist in Ireland from Off the Ball, joins me because we've a lot to get through. So Saturday, Sunday, we've two really crucial knockout hurling semi-finals. Let's go to Kilkenny Clare first.
Ivan, good morning. It's now or never for Clare. They're the Leinster. If they lose this, forget about it. The players in the 30s, they've lost three Munster finals in a row to Limerick. This will be the third semi-final against Kilkenny in a row. They have to win. They have to go for it. They have the players. Kilkenny have turned up in the last eight championships and lost. They haven't won an All-Ireland since 2015. They're not an ogre. So Kilkenny,
but they have a good record against Clare.
They do. And Clare have only beaten them once in the whole of the history of the GA in 1997. But Kilkenny can be beaten. And Clare have to play them 15-on-15. No sweepers. I think one thing about Clare is I think Tony Kelly's coming back into form. Shed O'Donnell's having the season of his life. And can Clare keep the goals out at the other end? Because you know that with Kilkenny sniff blood, Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen will drift. And they've had a few weeks off. Derek Ling is trying to get a tune out of them to win the All-Ireland. And they need to get back to the final for that to happen. I think it'll be close.
Okay. Your dad was a Clare man.
He was, yes. Long departed now, but he was born a year after their Munster title in 1932, so he'd never seen them win a Munster title until he was 63 years of age in 1995, and then they won the All-Ireland that year.
Do you have a bit of a growth?
I do, yeah. I mean, okay. Dublin wasn't before the Coola, before all the Cultures went to Dublin and went to places like Coola, Dublin didn't have a hurling team.
The reason why I think that Kilkenny will win is because of the Croke Park factor.
Yes.
In other words, that Clare can rip it out in the round robin of Munster and Semple Stadium and really for terrific performances and great scoring and all the rest of it. But there's just something about Kilkenny in Croke Park. Like, and the last time they turned up, they simply destroyed Dublin in 15 minutes.
Well, Dublin didn't turn up that day. I do agree with you about the Croke Park thing. I also think free taking is important for Clare. Like when they caught on Ryan, when they won the All-Ireland in 2013, was very, very solid. They need to be solid in the free taking.
So Kilkenny, TJ Reid will be solid.
Well, that's it. He doesn't miss. So that is
so advantage. Your prediction is?
Clare by a point.
Okay. And it will be, you know, there's lots of jeopardy in this. That's because I find right throughout the summer, there's lots of matches in football and hurling that don't have a lot of jeopardy. So let's go on to the second one. Now, actually, there's not much in the odds between Kilkenny and Clare. They're not too different. Decisively, the bookies are saying almost 1-3, 4-11, hot favourites, Limerick. And you know what? Cork flatter to deceive. They have some very pacey players. They have Horgan and they have a few different things. But when you really want Cork to do it, and they beat Limerick this year, they don't.
Well, Cork have had a tradition through the whole of the GA of being a team that turns up and wins All-Ireland. That's not the case anymore. They have won one in 19 years. It's their longest famine for nearly ever. So Cork have lost that psychological edge they had on teams at Croke Park. And they had 37 points in the round robin against Limerick. They're going to have to get 35 to 40 points. A tally in the 20s like they had against Waterford will not do. And they caught Limerick on the hop in the first half of that game in Munster. Limerick won't be as naive this time.
So?
Limerick, I think. I was down in the Munster final and Limerick are as good as ever. I mean, Keane Lynch is at a quiet season. Doesn't matter. You've Shane O'Brien coming in there the last day and doing well. They just have this unbelievable, like almost telepathy between the players, especially the halfbacks at moving the ball at pace and the intricacy of the slick passing. And that's something Cork will have to be worried about. But Cork have to get maybe three goals.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing I think that the people haven't fully absorbed, despite sort of five in a row with Limerick, is how much better they are in the second half than the first half. Whatever they do with their laptops and their data analytics, they seem to solve whatever's going on.
There's a lot of people up at the top and actually looking over the stand from one of the ends of the goals. And also Limerick can kill you in a quarter. And that's the problem that any team can have against them. And Cork have to stop that.
Okay, the Euros. Just talk me through the four quarterfinals. Let's start with the first one, which is tonight at 5 o'clock, Spain against Germany. I felt, right now, I haven't followed the football as closely as I should. But I put it like this. I thought there was two VAR decisions that were Homer decisions for Germany, and I thought they weren't that much better. I'm a big fan of Gundogan and all of that, but I just thought they weren't, you know, good enough to win. Whereas Spain have bowled me over as brilliant.
Well, Spain have been a tiki-taka team since they won the World Cup in 2010. And what they do, they drive around the roundabout all day and do nothing. They wouldn't score. They're much more direct now. They got Williams and Lamal on the wings of kids 16 years of age. Rodri's playing great football. Ruiz, they're 100% record. But this is a big test now for them. First real test. The Germans are at home. It's in Stuttgart. They have the crowd. They play 4-2-3-1. Toni Kroos is the orchestrator in the middle of the park. Havertz is playing well at the moment. And you have Wirtz and Musiala. I don't know if Wirtz will play. But Germany will be hard. They'll be dogged.
So in each case, I'm going to ask you to give me a scoreline. I know it's putting you on the spot.
I think this is 1-1 and I think it's going the way. This could be going to extra time. I think I've just got a feeling for Germany.
OK. Portugal, the whole Ronaldo thing. France completely underperformed. They're nearly as disjointed as England are. I find this very hard to call. Well, France step up, you know.
Well, yeah, well, we're waiting for that to happen. I don't think Mbappe's enjoying wearing this mask. They've only conceded one goal, France, but they haven't even scored a goal from play on the other side of the equation. They've been functional. They can be like that. Somebody said to me about France, they're almost too fat on their success. I know they lost the World Cup final, but they've been gone a long time, Deschamps. Like Portugal is
Ronaldo. Gives them pedigree, though.
Yeah, but Portugal, is Ronaldo a detractor or is he an asset or a liability?
What's the answer to that?
I don't think you can drop him, and maybe that makes him more of a liability. Scoreline. As we said the other day. I think Portugal 1-0. I think they've got such quality.
Okay. So we then move on to Saturday night and we have the England match. Right, Switzerland.
Yes.
I put it like that. I've never rated Southgate.
The players might do it in spite of Southgate because they're so good, England, the players that they have. Actually, he might be forced into a better formation with the guy he is suspended. He might have to go with three at the back. It might mean that he's got a better fluidity and shape to the team. It might mean he puts Tony and Watkins on earlier than he should, and Palmer might play. It's a funny one. England, if Harry Redknapp was manager, they'd probably win the Euros. Switzerland are, to me, a team that they're functional, but once they get to a certain altitude of knockouts football, they got beaten 6-1 by Portugal.
They don't have gears.
No, I don't think they have the gears. Or like, if you look at how many Switzerland players would fit into that England team? How many would you take? Maybe Xhaka, maybe Akanji, maybe the goalkeeper, Sommer, but not that many more. So England...
For me, the bet is under 2.5 goals. But anyway...
I think England will win.
Oh, give us 1-0 or...
I think they'll win 2-0. I think they'll win more comfortably than people think.
All right. Okay. You have a bit of a bias for England, but I'll let that whistle by your
Football's
left ear.
Coming home. Huh?
Okay. Netherlands really took my eye. I thought they were disappointed in the beginning. I liked their manager and I don't rate Turkey, really.
Netherlands will win this.
Yeah.
I think comfortably again. Demiral's facing a ban for that salute, the goal scorer from the other day. Guler is good, but I just think that was a brilliant, intense, exhausting game of football against Austria for Turkey. I think the Dutch are now beginning to find momentum, and actually Gakpo's playing well and they've got a very good defence.
So we'll do some rapid fire. South Africa, Ireland, 4 o'clock, Sky Sports,
this is
away from home.
This is a heavy defeat for Ireland, I feel. It's 12
walking
out of the
into a slamming door.
Absolutely. 12 out of the 15 players in South Africa in the World Cup. There's nobody better than Erasmus to get his team motivated, even if there's no real kind of justification. He can create something. He can create a straw man to beat you with. And Ireland are goosed.
Okay. I'm the biggest Max Verstappen fan. Lost a few quid when he did that low slow bit.
Don't tell me this is interesting anymore.
Okay.
It hasn't been interesting since that. Was that thing in Abu Dhabi?
You're so goddamn cruel.
The Netflixization.
Like you dismissed me when I said Podjakar for Tour de France. You looked at me, don't care. I mean, like...
we don't have time for all this. We have to filter. We have to be ruthless about what we watch.
Has anything in the first week of Wimbledon caught your eye?
Andy Murray yesterday. His tearful departure. That is what's interesting as opposed to what's actually going on.
He's an old injured man. No, who cares?
Andy Murray was the first British, in inverted commas, since Fred Perry to win Wimbledon. So hard to do. It doesn't have a culture of tennis. He comes across as a nice fella. And everybody's like, Alcaraz will win, Djokovic will win. They'll all win in the first week. It only gets going the last 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
It's not as bad as basketball, which I always say, Ivan. The only thing that matters in basketball is the last 5 minutes. Because the scores are always the same, 80 points apiece.
Basketball is one of those that leaves me cold. All right, John, I've really enjoyed the second time this week. I could talk to you for the 3
Happy
hours.
Happy election day.
Just tell us about your own your program tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a big one, 1 to 5. We've got Tommy Walsh, absolute legend and poet, on Kilkenny Clare. We have Devon Toner in studio, head of Ireland, South Africa. And we got Football Saturday with Dan McDonnell in Germany, 1-5. And then Joe Malloy, 1-7 on Sunday with reaction to Ireland and the Euros and the Sunday papers and everything else.
So if it's sport and it moves off the ball, we'll have all the live updates, all the analysis, all the arguments. John on Saturday and Joe on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be listening. Thank you, as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.